Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. It's like that. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I really like those guys down there. They really did a lot for Linda when she was ill. They're good people. Nathan's here. He's already gotten in trouble twice.
I know.
I can't blame the coffee thing on you, though. I cannot blame you. I can't blame
you. You tried.
Wait a minute. Didn't you try to make coffee yesterday?
Not yesterday, no.
Weren't you here yesterday?
I was.
Well, don't you make coffee? The last thing you do when you walk out the door?
Yeah, but you need to have coffee to make coffee.
Did you say anything? Hey, there's no coffee, Carl.
I thought you knew.
How would I know? I don't make the coffee.
You were drinking coffee.
I do make the coffee at times. I was drinking coffee. If I hadn't had some left over from yesterday, it would be a bad. I mean, this is not great, but it would have been a bad morning. So, I mean, I could have made coffee at home and brought it in.
Do you know what? It's okay.
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Ooh.
I know. I love cupcakes.
Do you like Hostess cupcakes?
They're an emergency situation.
Like, well, I know. People like homemade cupcakes right. And all that. Now, I understand that. But you talk about a secret sin.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hostess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's Hostess chocolate cupcakes that I've been around since I was, probably since I was born. I don't remember back then. But I just know that for a soul-satisfying bite of something, I'll look at that and I'll snatch one on the way out. And then I come home. And Linda goes,
did you eat?
Because we kiss. And she goes, chocolate cupcakes. And I'm, did you save me one? No. That's the other thing. Oh. One time I'd bitten in it, and I had half of it left. You know the white,
right.
the white fillings in it. And my mom says, "Hey, can I have the rest of that cupcake?" I said, "Okay, mom." And I'd reach up and I'd sucked out all the white. I'd ate that part, and I handed it to her. And I remember to this day, a long time ago, she goes, "Why did you do that?" And I went, "It's half the cupcake." Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 18th of October. We're going to have Jack Munns on today, who is running for city council. He'll be on at 8 o'clock. And we have other guests set, but for the first half hour, I think, is ours. So it's National Cupcake Day. What else?
Oh, you want, like, the weather.
Well, that would be nice. You know, when you write down your duties in the job, right? Is it there someplace?
Wow.
We already started this morning because there was no coffee. And I go to, and I thought for some reason, you know, because I saw Pat yesterday, I can't remember. I can't, you know,
yeah.
I can't identify between the three of you. And so I walk in and there's no coffee there. It's all set up, but there's no coffee. I mean, there's no coffee anywhere. And I went, well, you know, God bless Sue. Because, you know, there's no coffee. So she goes in to make it, I'm sure, with all the other things she's doing. And there's no coffee. And then you tell me this morning, oh, yeah, there wasn't any coffee yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The old term, osmosis. Okay. When you sit in there with Liam.
I think you know things.
I probably should. Okay. Let's go on with let's hit weather.
All right. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 98. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 58. Wednesday is sunny and hot with a high near 97. Wednesday night is a low around 55. Thursday, sunny with a high near 93. Thursday night, low around 55. Finally, on Friday, we're starting to get a chance of rain.
Cool.
I know.
All right. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good week.
Right.
Cooling down.
Nice.
The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, and no matter what they say, down in Vallejo. And so it comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane's customer service is head and shoulders above everybody else. People that use Shasta Gas Propane have commented to me, have switched over to them, have said that they don't have to worry anymore, that they have, you know, that their gas deliveries are on time and the guys there and the girls there do a great job for them. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business and they get discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. Get a hold of them at 530-365-3793. And Chuck Kenny, who owns Shasta Gas Propane, will be with us next week. And if you remember, Chuck made a commercial that you could still play today. We just have to change the ears in it. And he said, elections have consequences. And the cost, this was last year, he said the cost of propane is going to be high this year. And it's even higher this year. I mean, that was last year. But now this year, it's even going to be higher. He's going to talk about that. Why the cost has gone up, you know, what our local retailers are facing out there. So that'll be next week. I'll give you plenty of advance warning.
Ooh.
The Sites Reservoir just got $30 million from the feds. And one thing that, you know, the Sites Reservoir has been on the planning table for decades. Another way of doing water storage, and they've been fighting over it for decades. Well, now the money's there from the feds, and the state's kicking in money, so now hopefully they can start on another water storage area. We can't keep going through these years like this, so that when we do actually get rain, that we have ways of keeping it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that, because it's still a court battle every time they try to do it. Environmentalists come in, a number of other groups come in and say, oh, no, if we do this, it's going to have an impact on blank, blank, blank. You fill in the dots. We need water storage. In case you have not heard, the city of Redding is raising the parking rates. That's right. They're raising the parking rates, and there's much more to it than that. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that, changes in the short-term rental program, and more. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest-rated hospitals for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Service, highest-rated hospitals in America. The only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, faster recovery, reduced risk. Also, they are becoming a teaching hospital, and next year they're starting to bring in residents on a three-year program. These are doctors who then go into the residency in internal medicine. 24 of them here and at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. Your vote. I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You break, hurt so good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, you know, this is a place where people go so they can get rid of the yard work, plumbing, painting, all of that. Beautiful accommodations, pet friendly, gourmet food. I mean, this is the place that if you're ready to make that change, you need to go down and talk to Brian Martin, get a tour there, and find out why so many people worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 530-238-5981. You know, I used to think, I didn't know if I want to do that. But as time goes on, and if you plan on traveling a lot, and, spiking out from there, having a place where you can keep all your stuff and it's safe and you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, it's
cool.
So nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. The city of Reading, again, is looking out for its citizens.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The city of Reading is, again, looking out for its citizens.
And how are they doing that?
They're raising the parking fees.
Oh.
From 20 cents an hour. Did they take it up? Did they take it up 10%?
They took it up like 100%, right?
Well, it's going from 20 cents an hour to $1 an hour.
Oh, oh, oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, are they at least going to still have Sundays free, or is that not
enough? Who knows? I'm not sure how they're going to do it, because they're going to talk about it tonight, my friends, at the city council. That's right. Essentially, rates downtown will go from 20 cents an hour to $1 an hour. It's proposed for all on-street parking, like right in front of us.
Right. That affects you.
And off-street parking lots within downtown's paid parking zone, according to a staff report. Zone boundaries are Eureka Way, south to South Street.
Do they control the garage, too?
And East Street, I'm getting to that, East Street, west of the railroad tracks. It also includes portions of Butte Court, Oregon, Yuba, and West Streets, west of the railroad tracks. Now, you can buy a parking permit for $25 a month to park downtown. That, if you're parking 8 hours a day, that's not bad for a month.
That's like,
I guess you would just put hang something in your on your car to do that.
Hmm.
After the first few months of implementing a new rate structure, city officials could revise the plan and say, you know what? It's working so well. Let's add another dollar. They could do that. Revisions could include the number of and location of leased parking lots. Now, you know,
how?
The parking lots are out
right
here, you know, across, you know, which would be, well, it would be west of us and across California Street. You've got all those parking lots there. They could put paid parking in there so that, you know, they have numbered spots. And if they're, you know, they could use debit cards or credit cards, and you just go in there and you stick it in, you know, in there and to park there. They could do that, and they will. They include the number and location of lease parking lots, the location and number of employee parking permits, parking rates, the paid parking zone limits, and the parking time limits. They also want to make it like 2 hours. You can park here 2 hours, or you're going to get a $25 ticket. I guess they could even change that. The parking tickets could go way up. Some downtown businesses are frustrated with parking. Ever since California Street parking structure was demolished. One of the reasons it was demolished, yeah, it was aging, but they never put any money into it and became a happy home front for homeless. The new structure has 398 spaces and costs $1 an hour, up to $8 for the day. Businesses have also complained to residents who live in Market Center apartments, the ones right down the street here, don't use the parking garage under the building because they can park along Market Street for free and avoid the $100 a month fee for the underground garage. And as we know, they haven't really been enforcing the metered parking along Market Street, but that will change with the new parking plan. The Public Works Director, Chuck Auckland, believes when enforcement starts, it would discourage Market Street residents from parking on the street, freeing up spaces. Good morning, Dolores. Hello, Dolores?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Okay, great. I was calling because I wanted to give you an update what's going on in Sheffield Lake. I'm not sure if you're aware what's going on up here, and I thought it was important for me to kind of get on your radio and basically. And
I think it is. Give us an update.
Okay.
According to Dolores.
Well, not according to me, but it's according to what a lot of people are complaining about. A lot of people got their ballots, okay, and I got a phone call, and I guess Kathy Darling from the Shasta County Election Department supposedly made an error in our ballots. There's five people. There was three vacancies in the city for the city of Shasta Lake for the city council, and I supposedly she made an error. She marked two vacancies instead of three.
Yep.
So therefore, now they're talking about, well, we could appoint somebody after, you know, whoever wins in the election. And I thought, no, you can't do that. This is not a simple mistake. You know, people are, should not be settling for their vote to be overrided by the Shasta County Election Department. You know, in other words, Kathy Darling should not have the last, you know, have a say how the laws should be applied to the voters. You know, she's basically taking the voters' rights to vote for whoever, you know, they want to vote for. So I was wondering also, how many people from Shasta Lake who's running have you put on your radio?
Well,
interview them.
None.
None?
Nobody's called me.
Oh, they're supposed to call you? I thought you were calling and contacting people.
Well,
so,
there's hundreds. Of people out there running for office this time. I call them, and I'm getting through them. I would, you know, sure, I would love to talk to them. But see, here's the problem. Then I have to run them down and then and set up the dates. And some say, I can't do this date. I can do this date. And, you know, it's not something you just go, oh, okay, it's magic. It's not. Now, that does not take it off me, the onus off me to have them on. But I would, you know, I'd love to talk to Anderson and them, and I've got time to get them all on.
But we're pretty close to the election.
Everybody's got
their ballots.
Yeah, that's true.
So
nobody mails in ballots in Shasta County. We're a voting person. No, we're not. We're 60% or maybe closer to 70% of people mailing their ballots.
Wow. I think it's important for people to know what's going on in Shasta.
I did not see that. I did not see where somebody was left off the ballot measure there. I know that.
Not left. I said that there were supposed to be three vacancies. They only put two when it's actually three vacancies. See,
okay.
That's supposed to be her error that she put on the ballot and marked it, you know, whatever got printed, saying two instead of three.
Well, it says here how Shasta Lake will fill city council vacated by Matt Doyle. It's going to decide, third seat open will be decided by the November general election results, despite ballots requesting Shasta Lake voters choose no more than two candidates.
Right.
So it says here is the council will appoint someone to finish the term for former Vice Mayor Matt Doyle.
Right, but see, that's because they have to fix and say that because they made an error. So that's why
The appointee will be the third vote getter. So in
but
other words,
that's not right. They're robbing the voters' rights to elect somebody office.
No, because they're taking the third vote getter. Everybody votes, and let's just say Mr. Smith, Mrs. Brown, and fails to mark which gender they are. You know, gets the three largest amount of votes. So the top two will but the third one has also been elected.
But that's after the fact that she made an error, and that's
Okay, there was an error, but it's got to still be somebody that's elected by the people.
They're trying to fix it by the city council also made that decision.
They're going to look at the election. You have five people. How many people are running up in the city?
Five.
Okay. So the five people that are running, the top three vote getters will be on the city council.
But you're taking the right for the people to kind of elect or vote for the person they want. So now it's just
to
the highest.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It's not on the ballot saying three instead of two. It's
but
one
it
two
says
instead
it
of
should
three.
Be okay. It should be three, but they're still going to take the top three, just like they would if it said three. They're still going to take the top three.
But still, I feel it's wrong because it's not right that the voters are, you know, they don't get to get their pen and mark it in a circle who they want. Now it's the city council. I mean, how many times are we going to settle for people making mistakes and fixing it by going working around their mistakes? We're taking the voters' rights to vote. That's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to.
Are people being restricted from voting in the city of Shasta Lake?
That's
a yes or a no. Are people being restricted from voting in the city of Shasta Lake?
Well, they don't. They are by not them knowing.
No,
they don't know.
They go in. They're voting for their two people. Because they think there's two, but there's not going to be a tie. Between the top two, they get all the votes. That's not going to happen. There'll be people voting. All five people will get votes. So what the only thing the city council is going to do because of this error is say, okay, the person who comes in third is now that third city council person. They're just saying, okay, this is number three. This person got the third amount of votes. They're going to be on the city council.
But why should the council always make that decision when the voters are the ones who are supposed to vote?
Dolores, I got to take a break. But here, the voters do get to make the choice.
Well, see, the thing is, Carl, I'm upset because I have a fight in this race, okay? Because I'm ready, and I'm surprised that you haven't called any of us to get on your radio show to able to, you know, say anything about why we're running.
I'm a reactionary fascist. That's probably it. So well, what I will do then is, Dolores, I will invite you on the show just like I will as many of the other ones as I can. How's that? You'd be happy then?
No, I'm not because it's a little too late. You know, it's kind of like...
Thanks a lot, Dolores. Dolores, right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner. Hi, I'm Amarjit Singh and I'm running for Anderson City Council. I have been part of the Anderson community for the past 16 years with my family. I work for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and have volunteered for many community organizations over the past 20 years. As a member of the Anderson City Council, I focus on improving the health, safety and infrastructure. As Anderson continues to grow, so does the need for more non-profit organizations to help those living below the poverty lines. There's a need for counseling center to support those affected by domestic violence. Also part of my short-term future plans would be a free homework club, a free computer literacy program, free daycare, part-time jobs for local teens and a cooling center. I would like to build on the city's success by supporting new businesses and local law enforcement and their efforts to reduce crime, including arson, drug abuse and homelessness. I plan to introduce more services for veterans and seniors. Vote for me, Amarjit Singh, for Anderson City Council.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 18th of October, 7:38 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or other things, call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's right, free. If after he's consulted with you and he says, well, you know what, things are going the way it should be, you don't need to get a lawyer in this. He does that. You know, it's, he says, once you get a lawyer into it, things change. So, but if there are problems, insurance companies got like, oh, I don't know, a cohort of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. He knows the law. He's a honest guy, and he'll fight for you like a pit bull. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. As you all know, I have had an ongoing battle with the city about short-term rentals. And this is what I want to say is, and if you haven't heard the story, somebody is opening up a short-term rental, not next door, but one down. And the people that own it wrote me a letter. Oh, we're so happy to be moving into this neighborhood. And we came to this neighborhood because it's so clean and peaceful, and we're really looking forward to it. And I thought, well, that's cool. Somebody's moving into our neighborhood. And actually, writing a letter to everybody. Let's go down there and meet him. And he said, well, that's why we decided to put our vacation rental there. And we may rent to doctors. We may rent to nurses. Or we may rent to pedophiles. We don't, you know, they don't know. It's because, you know, they don't do background checks. We may do it for people that are selling drugs out of the house for a week. And people, you just get lots of traffic along the street. To them, I say, the street wasn't always like that. Our street and our neighborhood worked hard to get rid of the squatters, got to get rid of the drug house at the end of the street. I mean, we worked hard. We worked with the city. We threatened legal action against the owners of the apartment complex. And now that apartment complex is great. They have young families in there. They take care of the place. They don't worry about it. So, but I called the city planner and I said, well, do I have anything to say about this? And essentially it is, no, my friends, you don't. They can put them in as, they could put five on our street under the old ordinance. And in fact, if 16 houses on a street and 15 of the homeowners say, we don't want this here, we don't want the extra traffic, we don't want the parties, we don't want all the things that could happen, according to Lily Toy, who heads this up, she says, they have no rights. You have no rights. Well, that just frosted my butt. Because you ought to have a say. I buy a house in a single-family neighborhood. Why should you be able to put a motel next to it? And to, oh, but we raise so much money for the city. No, you raise $500,000 a year. $500,000, the city urinates that away on a bad day. So I went down there as a citizen will, and when I went down there, a number of other people came. I didn't know who they were, and they all stood up too. Some of these people have got short-term rentals all around them, four or five on their street. This one lady's got on either side of her are short-term rentals. And I said, at least there's got to be a change. You need to, you know, if, and they all agreed, the city council all agreed that, yeah, this is, we need to change this ordinance. And so when I asked, well, then can you put a moratorium on it until you change the ordinance? Because I thought, how long would it take somebody to rewrite an ordinance and put things in it? Well, as it turns out, it could take 6 months. And I got a 4-1 vote for let's go into moratorium. Then the next week, Kristen Schrader changed her mind. Not unusual for Kristen to change her mind when people get to her. But here's the thing. Oh, and Aaron Ressner was against it from the beginning. So.
Yeah.
By the way, the second time around, here came all of the realtors and all the little property managers were in there. Oh, wait, you can't do this. Well, as it is, there are going to be changes. And they did a study, and I'll be there tonight to hear it. But essentially what it says, the neighbors complain about the permitting process, the parking, and noise sometimes generated by vacation rental customers. You know, a lot of times, and I'll tell you, I've used VRBOs, but I use them on the coast in areas where it's kind of all rented anyway. And, you know, if everybody was like myself and Linda and my friends that do this, probably would never have a problem. But unfortunately, it's not like that. So here's what it says. Two issues the planning department looked at was a density requirement and giving the public more say by requiring a public hearing before approval. Current rules don't require a public hearing to obtain a vacation rental permit. They will give you 10 days, right? Another example of our city council. They give you 10 days. Now, if during that 10 days you are gone, because they don't tell you when it's going to be, they don't say on this date and give you a month ahead of time.
Did you take a vacation?
I was gone for that during that 10 days. And I was a day late, so I call them. I say, hey, look, it's only a day. I'm sorry, I just got this thing. Can I appeal this? No. You've got 10 days. I don't care. We don't care if it's sickness. We don't care if you're hit by a car coming down here. You have 10 days. So I went to the city council. I said, you've got to be kidding me. All the things that go on in this city council, and you can't give the people that want to speak out against this a day? And the answer was no. The revised rules would require a minimum of 1,000 feet or about 10 to 15 lots separation between vacation rentals on the same street. So that kind of takes it down to, on our street, it's the only one. It's the only one on our street. A minimum 500 feet spacing would be required for vacation rentals on separate streets. The other things they're talking about in this is also a hearing before the Planning Commission would be required when one or more residents within the public notification area objects. Other suggested changes, a person can't have a financial interest in more than two vacation rentals within the city limits. Site manager contact information must be current, which seems to be a big problem out there. Maximum occupancy requirements per bedroom would go from two adults to two persons. Four-bedroom homes would be a maximum allowed. Homes that have five bedrooms or more would not be eligible. The maximum number of people, including invited guests on the property at one time, would be capped at 25. Oh, really? So you've got let's just say a family of five comes in there. They can invite 20 people over for a get-together on it. Where are they going to park?
25 parking cars.
Yeah. Require one additional parking space for visitors. So that cuts down because I'll just use the one down the street from me. You can park two cars there. It's supposed to be space for every bedroom. So that means they'd have to have five spaces because they can't park on the street.
Oh.
Require an inspection of the house and a floor plan prior to getting a permit. Site managers would be required to keep a log of all license plates of guest vehicles. Thank you.
Good luck.
Keep all. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll just call a manager and say, okay, I want to see your parking list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've already lied to me, by the way. The site manager, whoever takes care of it, they already lied to me. Already lied to me, just, you know, flat out lied. Cool. And so I've really got a lot of faith in this group. Anyway, existing vacation rentals will have 5 years from the effective date of new ordinance to change to the new rules. Now, one of the things is there's people outside of town. Oh, I got to take a break. People that live outside of Shasta County have bought two or three of these.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it should be, they should have another one. If you're going to own a vacation rental, you should live in Shasta County.
Oh.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear. And I can't help but ask myself.
The Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Make it yourself. I like to hear you yodel. Just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Just dropped in to have a cup of coffee. Not here.
I would appreciate
not
that.
Not here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm peckish because of this. 7:53 in the morning here on the 18th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financials. Two separate divisions under one roof with Judy Maxwell. She's been helping people. Families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy treats her customers as friends. She cares about her customers. She reaches out to them. She makes sure that what's happening with them is the right thing. They get the most support that a person can get. If you want a second opinion on your retirement plan and 401ks, which are having problems right now, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. We were talking about cupcakes this morning, right?
Oh no, yes.
And so Daniel, on his way down to Scottsdale, slides in here, stops, and delivers us the Hostess cupcakes.
Not one.
Not one.
Not two.
But a whole box.
Oh, man.
I said, take them with you, buddy. And what he did was he left them in the back. I think that is a reward for surviving the
lack of coffee.
Yeah, the lack of coffee. Okay, what else is going on in our lives today?
Well, you might be elected to city council.
That's what it, no, not city council. Maybe. I don't know what it is. I'm going for governor. I'm not going to run. Because of all the stuff. And the one of the reasons is I have to go off the air for 90 days, which some people would like.
Right.
So, as soon as, you know, you officially run. So, now, my friends, as Dolores says, there's only two spots there, but they are going to count to three. And somebody called during the break and said?
They will write your name in.
There you go.
Carl's name or Ted Leidy's name.
Or Ted Leidy's name. There you go. You could do a lot worse, my friends. So I think that maybe the next time there's a city council election, I'm going to start a write-in campaign. That way I don't have to do all the stuff and I don't have to
all the work.
There.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's a write-in campaign. You know, you listen to people that's running for office because you want to find out what they think, how they would do things, and all of that, right?
Sure.
You've got 14 years. Just go back to the archives. Every show is there. You can hear my comments on about everything that goes on in this city or county.
I've heard so many of your comments.
So many of my comments. So I could do a write-in. Write in Carl Bott for city. Not this time. Not this time. Well, but sometime. I may do that. I don't know. Can you advertise saying, write me in for an office? Can you do that?
I don't make the
rules. I'm sure that the federal elections and also the FCC might have something to say about that. Well, you're running. Well, no, I'm not. See, you got to go off the air, and that's what happened to Ken.
That's right.
Over at KQMS, he thought he had so many days. No, as soon as you do you get your names, you sign up, and you say you're running, you've got to be off the air.
Yeah.
Well, his lawyer, who's not an FCC lawyer, obviously.
He messed up.
Messed it up.
Oh.
So, Ken, you know, the station had to pick that up. Everybody else got the same amount of time without it costing them anything. So, where was I?
Well,
we got 2 minutes left.
You're out of time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's my Biden story of the day.
Okay.
There's so many of them. He was talking about a website. And he spelled it out. And you know where it's .com? He spelled out D-O-T. Because it was on the teleprompter. He also said that when somebody asked him about gas prices in California, he said, gas prices have always been like this in California. Now, they immediately jumped on that and said, doesn't he realize that gas prices have not been $7? I know. It's hard to believe, but I can see what he said was they've always been high, never this high. Thank you, Mr. Biden, President Biden. I can see what he said that. Anyway, we've got 2 minutes and somebody's calling before the break. Hey, when we come back from the news, Jack Munns, who is running for city council, will be joining us. We'll find out why Jack is running, what he sees as the largest concerns of our city, and what he would do about it. Every one of the candidates, I always ask them, why are you running? Because, you know, 10 years ago it was different. Now, people, when they're running, you take a look at how much money's being spent. I mean, it's into the hundreds of thousands of dollars going for spots on the board of supervisors and on the city council.
Local spots that don't pay anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's $500 a month.
Like,
jeez. Plus, you get a lot of abuse from radio. Radio show host. Anyway, okay. So tonight might be a good time to go down to the city council meeting. Here's your chance to stand up. And one thing I will say, I went up and made a stand on the short-term rentals. And there is myself and others, not just me, but there were others there, too. And now they're making a change in the ordinance, which makes it a lot more fair and brings it under control, more under control. You can do that, my friends. You can make a change. Take the time. Fill out that little card. Say, this is something that's affecting my community. And talk about it for 3 minutes. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to say, you know, just talk about the facts. And, but one person can make a change. Two people can make a change. So, anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after the news.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Airstrikes have cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. President Volodymyr Zelensky said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week, causing massive blackouts. The GOP is suing Pennsylvania in a renewed effort to block some mail-in ballots.
The state and national Republican parties want to keep mail-in ballots, which lack the voter's handwritten date on the outside envelope, from being counted in the November election. The GOP's filing went straight to Pennsylvania's Supreme Court, with barely 3 weeks before Election Day, when Pennsylvania's voters will elect a new governor and U.S. senator. The legal fight has already reached both the U.S. Supreme Court and the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Abortion supporters want some judges to permit those who are not doctors in North Carolina to prescribe pills for medication-induced abortions.
Planned Parenthood South Atlantic filed a request Monday asking that a law be blocked that limits the dispensing from just certain licensed physicians. They say others who work at clinics have expertise to dispense the pills. They say it's needed because many out-of-state residents are seeking abortions in North Carolina following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision striking down Roe v. Wade. State lawmakers and officials defending the pro-life law will get to weigh in. Keith Peters reporting.
Germany's Interior Ministry says the head of the National Cybersecurity Agency has been dismissed following reports of possible ties to Russian intelligence. The ministry said Arne Schoenbaum was dismissed as head of the BSI agency. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 377 points. The NASDAQ is up by 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Is Shakespeare still relevant to today's students?
New Zealand's Arts Council appears to have its doubts after ending funding for a popular school Shakespeare program, arguing it relied too heavily on busy schools, failed to show relevance to the contemporary art context, and relied on a genre located within a canon of imperialism. But many have taken issue with the decision by Creative New Zealand, including Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, herself a former student thespian. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Facebook parent Meta says it'll sell off Giphy after running out of options to thwart a ruling by UK regulators, who again found that the deal to buy the GIF sharing platform would limit competition and innovation. Britain's competition watchdog had ordered Meta last year to reverse the deal. The company appealed to a tribunal, which rejected most of its arguments. News and analysis at townhall.com. An Iranian female competitive climber left South Korea early after competing at an event without a headscarf.
Organizers say Elnaz Rikabi didn't put on a hijab during the final of the International Federation of Sport Climbing Asia Championship in Seoul. Rikabi's decision not to wear the head covering came as thousands protested the death of a woman who was detained for her clothing. Reports say Rikabi was scheduled to leave a day later, but her flight apparently had been moved up unexpectedly. A later Instagram post on an account attributed to Rikabi said her not wearing a covering was unintentional. I'm Karen Chamas.
This has not been a good week for Liz Truss. Britain's prime minister is scrambling to recover her grasp on power after her economic plans were ripped up and repudiated by a treasury chief whom she was forced to appoint to avoid meltdown on the financial markets. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Write Me In for Something, Free Fire Radio.
Treasure? You want to be treasure?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I was going to go for clerk, but now they're trying to make it into an appointed position.
Oh.
Nobody ever runs against the clerk. Nobody knows what the clerk does.
Yeah, I was like, what does that
And they
even
get paid
do?
100 and something thousand a year. What? I want to go to a job where nobody knows what I do, and I walk in every day, and you got a well-trained staff.
Wait, isn't that what you do now?
No, people actually do know what I do because everything I say is out there. You know what you said?
Oh, that's
like
true.
When I said yeah. It's because I'm a reactionary fascist, that part will be. You remember I said I'm talking to Dolores?
You'll be quoted forever.
I'll be quoted forever on that one. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 18th of October, 8:06 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm with the weather report.
Good morning. And yes, today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Tonight is going to be clear with a low around 58. Wednesday is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 97. Wednesday night, low around 55. Thursday, sunny, high near 93. Thursday night, low around 55. But Friday, it's a high of 86 and a chance of rain.
Gosh, you know what? Oh. You know, when it rains hard, it takes one of our corrals and puts like 3 inches of water in it. Even if it's only, you know, half an inch of rain or an eighth of an inch of rain, the corral fills up. It's like everything drains into the corral. But you know what? Do it. And we need the rain. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, Bruce Ross, who is a well-known, he works, I think, for Megan or Brian Daly, but he's a well-known person here in town. Sorry, Carl, this he texted me. To actually have the votes count in a write-in campaign, you must file as a candidate after the deadline normally, and then I'm sure the FCC would have options. opinions. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So I can't just be written in. I have to actually say that I'm going to run. Yeah. Okay. Hey, speaking of people running, I have Jack Munn sitting in front of me. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Jack's running for Reading City Council.
That's right.
So tell us who Jack Munns is.
Well, Jack Munns was born and raised in Reading, California, graduated from Enterprise High School. And at about 19 or 20, I went to Santa Cruz for a bit, Idaho for a bit, and then landed in Reno for about 30 years. Was in the casino business for about 8 years. And then got on the Reno Police Department.
You owned a casino or you were just in the casino business?
Worked in the casino business.
Okay.
Various jobs, carrying change all the way to pit boss. And then in 1989, I got hired on at the Reno Police Department.
Okay.
Was an officer for 13 years, supervisor, sergeant for 8, and then retired and came back home to raise my two, I have two teenage boys.
Okay.
And married to a lovely lady named Vanessa.
All right. So when did you come back?
2010, around July, somewhere around it, July, August 2010.
12 years.
Yep.
Around that. Okay. What made you decide you wanted? Now, you ran for
City Council last time.
City Council last time, and you got real close.
Yep. 15,000 votes. That's nice.
Was it that way? That many?
15,275, to be exact.
You know.
You know. I guess I know, too, if I was, you know, if I was running. Check the chat room. Oh, you got it. So why are you running this time?
Well, when I grew up, the city was peaceful and calm, no homeless. We rode our bikes to school. We played out all day, every day. When I moved back, you know, in 2010, the city is just not the same city. And I had my car stolen. I had a bike stolen off our front porch. And I just realized there are things that I could help with as a 21-year veteran of the police department. I also ran a homeless program for about 5 years where we won national awards. So I really feel like the two biggest issues that plague our city, homelessness and crime,
are tied together.
Vast experience. Yes and no. I mean, quite a bit of it, yes. But some of them, people just want to be there. You know, it's culturally cool to be homeless. Or we ran into people that were homeless because they didn't want to pay their child support over in Reno. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why you're homeless. I would say probably 60% could be as much as 60% tied to crime. I mean, there are, if you take the area behind, up on Lake Boulevard, behind the McDonald's, you know, that little congregation, there's a mayor that lives in that place. He's the mayor of that group. And I'm told that that is a, you know, a little bit of a crime family.
Where?
Right in the area down the hill right behind where Bethel is and McDonald's on Lake Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah, right in that little area down there.
Well, I mean,
they ran them out of there before, and they keep coming back.
But that leads me then to the next one. I will argue that there's a number of people out there because of the cost of housing, the COVID experience we all were subject to, where they lost their jobs and all this. They're really working. One of them may be working, but they have no place to live.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've got that working poor that are homeless.
A huge issue.
Couch surf and these things. And then you've got a larger group that are mentally unstable.
Correct.
Drugs, alcohol, schizophrenia, whatever.
All of the above.
And then you get into that last group. You're saying it could be up to 60% that have chosen this as a way of life. They're doing it. They've got their little empires, as they did at South City Park. One guy in charge, and he ran all the prostitution and drugs in South City Park. What do you do to that group? How do you get rid of them?
I don't know if it's a chosen way of life initially. You know, like, I don't think any drug addict says, I want to be a drug addict. You know, you make one poor choice, that choice leads to another poor choice, leads to another poor choice, and then you're addicted. I think there are a lot of people who are homeless who are not necessarily intending to be involved in crime. Some of them, it's crime to survive, but it's still crime. You know, going into Walmart or anywhere and taking $949 because it's a misdemeanor, you know, is a crime. The solution is, I mean, we don't have the wherewithal at this point.
I'm going to hold you right there because you just said the solution. And I'm going to take a break because this could take a while. Where I'm going today, and I go on a regular basis, is Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's right. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way is a great place, my friends, to get your car washed. They've got a special soap and wax there. I'll swear to you. The truck comes out. My 16-year-old truck comes out looking shiny and bright as a new penny. They have really pleasant people working there that you know, as you come, as it pops you out of the car wash, that they're standing there with clean towels and they wipe down the car. They're very pleasant there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I hardly recommend them. We'll be right back with Jack Munns right after this break.
And as the surface breaks, reflections fade. But in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings,
There's no stopping curiosity.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage.
Full contact fighting. Tickets start at $35 plus fees.
This intense action-packed event sells out.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets.
Download the Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm former Shasta County Supervisor Irwin Fust. Shasta County is at a crossroad. We need stability and solutions. Baron Browning knows Shasta County. He knows the important issues, crime, public safety, fire danger, and groundwater sustainability. When you vote this election, vote for stability, experience, and real solutions. Please vote Baron Browning for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Amarjit Singh and I'm running for Anderson City Council. I have been part of the Anderson community for the past 16 years with my family. I work for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and have volunteered for many community organizations over the past 20 years. As a member of the Anderson City Council, I focus on improving the health, safety and infrastructure. As Anderson continues to grow, so does the need for more non-profit organizations to help those living below the poverty lines. There's a need for counseling center to support those affected by domestic violence. Also part of my short-term future plans would be a free homework club, a free computer literacy program, free daycare, part-time jobs for local teens, and a cooling center. I would like to build on the city's success by supporting new businesses and local law enforcement in their efforts to reduce crime, including arson, drug abuse, and homelessness. I plan to introduce more services for veterans and seniors. Vote for me, Amajit Singh, for Anderson City Council.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 18th of October, 8:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place if you're looking for jewelry. The only place we shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great selections at very fair prices. These are good people, Rebecca and Henry, that own Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm with Jack Munns, who's running for Reading City Council.
Yes, sir.
And he said a solution to this, the problems we have with homelessness, and we realize that homelessness has got different stratas in there. So what's the solution?
You know, everybody uses that word solution. I don't think there's a solution for everyone. What I see is, I am told we have 541 homeless people in Reading. And until, I think it's more, but until we get 541 beds for them to stay in, we cannot move them around or cannot do any enforcement unless it's, you know, egregious. As I'm sure you're aware, the federal case that came out of Boise basically said that public place can be their bed as long as you don't have a place for them. And then Chico kind of painted that with a broad brush. You know, we can't do any disturbing the peace or any of these lesser crimes to be able to move them along. They still have the right to have that bed in that place in the public. So once you have enough beds, albeit 541, then you can begin to take some enforcement action because they have a place to go. They refuse to go to that place, then enforcement action can be taken. That's one of them. I mean, you hit on it earlier. We do not have enough affordable housing. There are about 6 available houses that come available per month, according to a friend of mine who's in that space, and they're all taken up very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Try to find a place to rent in Reading.
You know, some of those places that I think K2 is building over on Lake Boulevard helped with part of that couch surfing. I'm told that most of those were filled by couch surfing type individuals. That's a start.
Well, so what you're saying is if we have a, and it could be any type of, it could be these, what do they call them?
Small housing.
Well, small housing, but what's the other thing? Things you put stuff on.
But not Airbnbs.
Not Airbnbs. But you can build these small, it's one room.
Shelters, yeah.
A shelter. But you have to build 300. Let's just say you start with 100. But down at Nurpon, the police went in there for 2 weeks beforehand and offered all types of assistance. Health and Human Services came in. Everybody came in. 13 people availed themselves of this out of probably 70 or 80 people. So you're saying is if there is sufficient housing, a policeman can say, you can't be here. I'll be glad to give you have somebody come pick you up and take you over to a housing, to a place you can sleep. And if they refuse to do that, then they can move them on.
That's, according to the chief, yes.
Okay. That's the way I understand it, too.
Yeah.
But you can't force them, like Good News Rescue Mission.
That's correct.
Always has spots open. If they don't want to go there, you can't force them to go there. But if you know, if on the shift change, we've got 60 beds available at Good News Rescue Mission. And their first 30 days there, you know, people say, oh, it's religious. No, it's just, you know, it's rules. can't bring in drugs.
Structure.
Yeah, it's structure. But you can't say to them, I'm going to take you to a place you can sleep tonight. And if they refuse to do that, you can move them. But for some reason, Good News Rescue Mission doesn't count.
Well, I think it's because of the perceived religiosity of that facility.
Okay.
You know, you can't force people into a religion that they don't want to go into.
How would you do this? Would you take a big piece of land or something the city owns and put up 500 of these structures?
I would not. I am not at this point in favor of those kind of housings. If you could vet the people going in, I think you'd have a great opportunity for solutions. But the problem with vetting is, you know, then it's not free. Everybody needs to have the same opportunity to go. You know, you want people to go into these places that are ready. Like you said, those 13 from Nirpan, you know, if they're ready and willing to go, they have a great chance of succeeding and getting into permanent housing. It's going to take a while. There is some research out there that shows the style of home, those of little house or little shelter, matters. If you have just the basics, you know, this study showed about 25% went on to permanent housing. But if you had a fancier home where they could retain some of their dignity, there was a toilet, there was air conditioning. I mean, obviously the price of that shelter is greater.
Yeah.
But it was 40-some percent went into permanent housing. You know, part of it is helping them retain their dignity. You know, everybody says, hey, just get a job. Well, it's not that easy. You know, let's say if we have 100 homeless, 5% may be job ready right now. But there's health issues, there's cleanliness issues, you know, there's housing, there's all kinds of issues.
Drug issues.
Like you said, mental health.
Yeah.
But if you're not a danger to yourself or others, there's nothing we can do for you. And where are we going to put them?
Well,
you know, that's the big issue. Where are we going to put them if they wanted to go?
What's your solution then is build more spots?
We need more housing for sure.
For homeless.
Well, for everybody.
Well, yeah, for everybody. Then that leads me to the second part then. I mean, permitting in this town, it's expensive.
It's horrendous.
For permitting, what would you do about that?
Well, first we start with the permitting process or place itself. This is what I'm told by many, well, when I say many, like 10 or less. It's a small cohort, but, you know, people who actively use that we have, they're in the top three worst places in the state for permitting. I mean, off the air, we were just talking about permitting, and it takes a year to pull a permit. That seems ridiculous to me.
That's for a short-term rental that there's been complaints about.
So. But there should be a process for that. You know, like I talked about, you know, cop starts at the issue and they take that. Then it goes to code enforcement. Then it goes to the permitting process. That whole process may take a while, but there's actions along the way. And I hate to use the word punishment, but, you know, deterrence for them to be able to comply with the rules that are going on. So you can live in your neighborhood and an Airbnb can be in your neighborhood and there's coexistence and everybody's happy. I think that's, you may not agree, but I think that's plausible.
Well, I think that,
I
am going to ask you about this because I do have a dog in the fight. Is, you know, if you buy a house in a single family zoned neighborhood.
Zoned being the key.
Zoned. And it's zoned that way. What's your opinion on that? Should you be able just to put a VRBO there, even though your neighbors oppose it?
I don't know all the zoning, but I think there's zoning for a purpose. Single family dwelling. But, you know, let me say this. I'm in favor of Airbnbs, but you have to be in compliance. You know, I agree with wholeheartedly what you're saying. You should have a voice. If these three Airbnbs or whatever they are in your neighborhood are disturbing every night, basically, the community, that's a challenge. That's something that needs to be addressed.
Well, what if 15 people in the neighborhood don't want the Airbnb there. Should and one person does because they pay $1,000 that they can now put a motel in your neighborhood?
Well, no, they shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, that's what I mean.
Are we considering Airbnbs as motels?
Well, I do because you're renting it out every night. And you're, I mean, if you can rent it out 52 weeks a year, yeah, that's what you're going to do. There's no background checks. You just like a motel going into the Thunderbird.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Okay. That's a small thing with all the other things that are facing us right now, and we got to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been around for 15 years. 15 years. And they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding on California Street and in Hartnell, and the newest branch down in Anderson. Locally owned, local board of directors, this is truly a community bank. We bank there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Jack Munz.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bob. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, in my opinion, is the only place to get your haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut for 15 years since I moved here. It's a veteran-owned business. They give great haircuts. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointment, so I don't have to wait in line. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's man's last stronghold. Dr. Phil, when Oprah was never on the TV. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the street from the Lucky Millers, or the parking lot. I'm here with Jack Munns, who's running for city council. This is his second shot at it. He received 15,000 votes last time. Jack, we were talking about homelessness and crime. Let's move to the jail.
Sure.
The county is responsible for the jail.
Right.
We've shut down a floor of the jail because we don't have enough people. You can't work people, as you know, 7 days a week. You know, they've got to have vacations, you know, time off, all those things. Would you support that the city of Reading, Anderson, and the city of Shasta Lake pay more each year to help keep that jail open? Offering, you know, it would help them offer bonuses to people going in there, higher wages?
Well, we definitely need... I'll get to the answer to the specific question in a second. We need more cops. We need more deputies. We need, I mean, why are they raising, you know, parking fees? Why are they doing all this raising of fees?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Okay, let's go back to the jail.
But the jail is, obviously, we're not paying people enough. Yes, everybody needs to kick in. But where's that money? That money's going to come from us. You know, so... I would be in favor probably of a bond for more deputies. You have to pay them. It's either you're going to have to pay them some more money or we're going to have to get out there and do it ourselves. And I did it myself and you did it yourself. And I would love to do it again. I'm just not physically equipped, you know, at 64 like I used to when I was 30. But who wants a bond when inflation's going crazy?
Well, so the bonds come up three different times, and it's failed three different times.
They've done a lousy job, in my opinion, of promoting those three.
I could agree with that. Never once was it for the jail only.
But this is a different time, though, than
this,
it was.
This is a different time. Yeah.
I mean, with everybody crying for defunding the police, not necessarily in Shasta County, which I'm grateful for. We have a great police department. I really like the sheriff. I like Chief Shuler. You know, I like a lot of the things they're doing, but we need more cops. I know that we just briefly talked about they're going to have 121 cops here shortly, which is more than they've ever had before. You know, when we were in Reno, we were so busy, we couldn't do some of this problem-oriented policing because the calls were coming in. Just the priority ones alone was all we would go to.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a burglary and you had $3,000 worth of stuff stolen, we weren't coming. Community service officer might come, or we would just come to check to see evidence, and you'd have to make the report over the phone because we were so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the issue here. We're just extremely busy. We need more cops to be able to service those things, to be able to address some of the issues that the communities are having that can be addressed at the police level. But to specifically answer your question, yeah, I would be in favor of others kicking in. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to keep letting them run rapid around the city?
We can't.
So, yeah, I'm in favor, but it's just how do we get there would be the issue for me. I don't want to raise parking. I mean, this is your business, and we got to pay money to park in front of your business to come here. And probably all the businesses around
the city. Well, they're raising it to $1 an hour. That's a good way of supporting the community. And then they're going to probably put parking, some way of parking on in these lots that are out there. You know, cities have parking, and you charge. I mean, you're charged every time. I mean, it used to be you go to a hotel, and you could just park for free. Now it's like $25 a night. You know,
yeah.
So it's ridiculous. But yeah, that during this time frame where inflation is going crazy and the whole world is kind of strange right now, raising parking fees, it doesn't seem like a lot.
It is a lot. When you're retired and on a fixed income, it's a lot. You know, they used to say it was three things, what, location, location, location. Now it's probably a secondary to be timing, timing, timing. You know, this is just not the right time to be raising fees and for anybody. I mean, I've heard a lot of complaints about people just with the parking we have now because of their businesses. The parking is full here. Last time I came here, it was almost full. And you got, what, 10 spots out here for?
Well, it is. It's from if you're here before 9 o'clock in front of the business here on Market Street, you can park. But from then on, it's full. And I understand where we used to have somebody in another business here park his car in front for the whole day.
Yeah.
And that takes out from even though there's parking in the rear, that's free as part of our our building here. So it's a tough question, but I just think, as you do, that maybe this isn't the time to raise parking.
It is. I mean, I get it. We have to have fun. I believe we have to open that jail. When the courthouse moves across the street, there's going to be more beds added. There's currently, well, without the renovation and the closing of the floors, there's 484 beds. But probably a third of those are closed down because we don't have staff. So, you know, you can do the math.
Yeah.
We need more beds. There's accountability. Justice is you get what you deserve.
Let's go to the phones. Kerry, good morning.
How are you?
You know what? Better than I deserve, Terry.
Anyway, everything that's being talked about is going to cost money. I've been in this town since 1975, and we've never had enough cops. You're never going to have enough cops. And what's worse,
that's
and
true.
I sat in the backyard yesterday with a friend, and his son's a police officer, and we had a long talk. The real deal is we need to get the criminals off the street, because once the police bring the criminal in, as you know, it's catch and release. And the frustration of the rank and file is getting beyond the pale. So the real deal is it's more police, more government, housing that we're going to have to pay for. Where are you going to come up with all this money, number one? And unless we get the criminals, the notorious 300, according to our police chief and the sheriff, et cetera, that commit 70% of the crimes. Once if we don't get them off the street, you know, you talked about solutions. Well, you have to have at least an idea for a solution without just spending a bunch of money or raising taxes on the public. I mean, how do you plan on doing that?
It's a great question. I don't think anybody has a real answer for that. I mean, I'm supporting a bond, but I don't, you know, like I said, we're in the middle of an inflation. Who wants more taxes? And that's probably the only thing I would raise taxes for. I am not a tax and spend kind of guy. But we have to do something. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We got to get the criminals off the street.
Well, doing something means building a jail. And that's what I think that the Board of Supervisors has been working on.
Absolutely.
At least that's the way I understand it. I've got to head off that meeting here in a bit.
I'm in favor of what the sheriff is proposing, that big jail. But let's say we started work on that thing today. That's 10 years down the road.
I agree with you, but that's a proposal, but he's got 25 grand to go ahead and see if people with having a town hall, if the people of Shasta County actually want to do that. We need to do something now, and the solution that Les Baugh and Patrick Jones have come up with is a solution we can have right away now. Right away in a couple of years. The other one would be 10 years and $500 million.
Yeah, no, I agree. We need to open up the jail and we need to expand it into the courthouse. Absolutely. I mean, I'm 100% on board with all of that.
Okay, Kerry. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. We're here with Jack Munns. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, just shut up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Tuesday, the 18th of October, 8:49 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, our guest will be Nadine Bailey at 7 o'clock talking water issues and a couple other things. And at 8 o'clock, we'll have Sheriff Mike Johnson will be with us. I have a couple of questions for the sheriff and some of the things we're talking about now and some other things. But I'm here now with Jack Munns, who's running for Redding City Council. He ran
2020,
2 years ago, received 15,000 votes, and he's running again this year. What change would you make? I mean, if you could, what are some of the changes that you see on day-to-day at the city council would you like to see happen?
Well, I would, you know, I'm retired, so the first thing I would have is more time available to work on some of the issues. First thing I'm going to start with is homelessness. I mean, from the time I ran in 2020 to here, I don't see any change. I'm sure there's been changes, you know, below the surface that I'm not seeing, but I have not seen any change. So I'd begin to work on homelessness and crime issues would be my first step.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go on.
And, you know, I think those are day-to-day issues. Housing. We need housing. We need, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I think there's 800 places going in on Lake Boulevard. We need a couple of, is it that much?
Maybe. I don't know.
We need, you know.
800 houses?
Not houses, but, you know, apartments, units.
Okay.
We need more. Not necessarily. I'm for all the housing that's going in on Rancho. I think we need more housing. But we need more. I mean, I can't even afford to go to those houses. Over there.
Housing for the working person. Now, I'm not talking affordable housing. This is a housing that, you know, a $250,000, $300,000 house, which is still a lot of money, but a working couple could probably swing that.
Well, I mean, with all the outside influence that's coming in, you know, since we have distance learning, now we have distance working, whatever the right term is, some of the Bay Area is working, so they're taking up the nicer houses, and then we're all kind of moving downward in the availability and affordability of housing that we can have. So we need more affordable housing, like you said, for the working.
Zero-based budgeting, where each year everybody starts at zero, and they have to prove or they have to come in there and say, I need this much money instead of just giving them more each year. Would you? What's your opinion on that?
My opinion is when you, let's say your budget is $100,000 and you spend 80 of it, that 20 thing goes back into the pool, and then we need to reestablish what we need for the next year. Why can't that money, you've already allocated it, why can't it just carry over? And we begin to do more with what we have instead of having to try to do more with less. It doesn't add anything. It just helps you go from the next year to the next year with your surplus. So there's advantages into doing right with your money, managing your money, instead of just, well, I have to spend $100,000, so I, you know, start tossing money on every little thing that doesn't.
Yeah, we've
have
all
any
seen
effect.
That at the end of the fiscal year, and there's ammo left over. We go out and shoot everything up, and when we don't have to,
letting it carry over, and then we begin to have more of a budget. We can do complete some of the things that we've started instead of leaving them.
Do we need more parks than Rennie?
Well, I'm in favor of parks. I'm in favor of kids. I want to have more places for kids to run, that run free of homelessness, free of crime. And I think that's possible. I want to turn Lake Redding Park into an adventure park for kids. I love what they're doing, with the skate park. There's a bike track down there. Let's expand that. Let's have some sort of Spartan race adventure park. You know, we talked earlier about the soccer park, you know, the Field of Dreams or the League of, what is it, Big League Dreams?
Yeah, Big League Dreams.
You know, that needs to be revamped. I want to put in a Hardwood Palace. Have you heard of that? In Sacramento, they have this place that has 8 basketball courts in one place. Basketball's a pretty good sport here in Redding. So to specifically answer your question, yes, I would like more parks. We have to manage them better.
or do you think the park? Well, right now, a lot of people are saying we're putting in new parks, and it just gives our homeless problem. It just gives them more places to, you know, to put themselves. And people don't go to parks because they don't want to run into needles. They don't want to have to, you know, worry about stepping in someplace where somebody decided to defecate right there.
So let's just close down all the parks then, huh? Is that what you're saying? Or what you?
No, I'm just saying is before you put in.
Well, no, like now, I said,
my argument is, and I'm not trying to argue against you because, you know, everybody wants parks. Everybody wants a place where people can go to that are safe. At Near Pond, what they did was they fenced it in and they said no camping after, you know, nobody's allowed in the park after 10 o'clock at night.
We started watering at 3 in the morning.
Well, no, I mean, then they have the new park police that go through there and they enforce this thing. I have no problem. I don't think anybody has a problem with parks. Nope. You want to have green areas. It's just being able to make sure that they are open to the people.
More cops. You know, more cops isn't always the answer. You can't legislate morality.
No.
You know, that's just, we've proved that time and time and time again. You know, I think there's, you know, when we begin to address the homeless issue, it's really about purpose. If you know your purpose,
yeah,
you know what you're doing, and that gives you, that's why you get up every morning, you come in, you have a great radio show, a lot of listeners, it's very thriving, it's rewarding for you. There's power in the purpose you have. We begin to share with them that they have purpose. I mean, that's where you start.
A charter city,
yep,
that, where you have a mayor. Not a city manager, but you have a mayor and a city council. You know, it's a full-time mayor.
Yep.
Would you go for that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've looked at that before. I mean, well, the general law city says basically we have to do what the state says.
Yeah.
You know, we're under the thumb of the state. That's what the issue came up with the COVID and the county health department. She was responding allegedly to all the thumb of the state. What's good for L.A. in COVID time, it was not good for Shasta County. We are really our own little entity, and we should be able to do what we want to do with our time, with our budget, with our money, with our even mandates. I am not in favor of mandates or mask mandates. So,
okay. Okay, we've got about, 3 minutes. So this 3 minutes is yours.
Thanks. You know, like I said, one of the big challenges we've had, I have vast experience in crime and homelessness. When I moved back to Reading, it just wasn't the same city. You know, I have a wonderful wife and two teenage boys, and I did a lot of coaching my first 10 years back, and now they're relatively independent on their own, making good lives for themselves and doing well, and it's just time for me to get back in the game.
Can you make a change?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't run if I didn't. What's the use in running if you don't think you can make a difference?
Well, it's always 3-2.
Yeah, well, we need to be 3-2 or on the conservative side, or 4-1, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've talked to a couple of the people, and they say that, you know, I'm tired of being 1 out of 4 or 1 out of 5. You know, I hope to have a good, but, you know, we got to be each individuals. We can't be 3 guys who are just, or 3 girls who are just, you know, together to do something. We need to have a purpose and plan for what we're doing, and we have to vote with integrity and do things right. You know, and doing the right thing, as you know, is not always popular.
No.
And I hope
it's hard. It's hard to do it. I mean, in some cases, you know, it's the right thing, and you have your integrity.
Absolutely.
So there's some people that aren't going to like it.
Yeah, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles. And
Let me ask, even though I said it was yours.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me throw this in here. Business. What can the city do to bring in more business?
Well, I mean,
it's not up to the city, but the city can do things.
Well,
permits,
well,
business visas.
It's 60 to 85% of businesses that move or close is because of crime or homelessness. We're not quite there yet, I don't think, but we're heading in that direction if we don't start taking a stand and start staking some plans to deviate that. First thing you have to do is, I mean, how many regulations does the state have? It's in the hundreds of thousands of regulations.
And more every year.
So you got state regulations, then you got county regulations, and you got city. So first thing I would do is look into the regulations. I want to say it's in the 300,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then fees, impact fees. You know, you build a business to draw people to your business. So you have the fees for hookups, and then you have other fees because they're going to bring cars. So there's impact fees. Isn't building the business the idea of bringing people to it? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, you build this business, and then you want to put a drive-through in. Well, that's $20,000 or $30,000 just to get that drive-through going.
Just to put out tables and chairs on. You know, people are doing that.
Ridiculous.
Before COVID, where they encourage you to do it, it was a $25,000 fee for that. It's crazy.
It needs to be.
Okay, Jack, how do people get a hold of your website? How do people get a hold of you?
You can text me at 530-440-9669, or you can go to my website at jackmunns.com. And you could donate there. You could leave a message for me, and I'll get back to you. And I'd greatly appreciate your vote.
What's your website?
Jack Munns, JACKMUNNS .com.
.com.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, the sheriff and Nadine Bailey. And I'm sorry, I've got to say it. As